Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got stuff you can read, you can watch, you can listen. We got new video up all the time. We got a poll question right there on the homepage. We ask you, we want to know what you think. We ask a different one every week. So when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter right there on the homepage. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. Brad, did you realize that we're celebrating your 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust?
Holy mackerel.
How about that?
I did not realize that.
14 years. That and you know what? You know what the 14-year anniversary gift is?
No, I don't.
Well, now you work with a lot of jewelry stores, so you know they got the gold, the silver, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Uh huh. Yep.
It's email.
It's email.
The 14th anniversary gift is email.
Wow, I can't wait to get that.
Well, you already got it to invite you to be on the show. That's what it was, see?
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay, I did get it.
So it's email. There. You already got it. It wasn't wrapped up in a nice bow. Anyway, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for always being here for us.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you guys.
I wanted to share some other big news with you that I forgot to mention. All of my training courses are now available as online courses.
Wow.
Yes, so all the people have to do is go to my website, click on online courses.
IASTraining.com.
And my salesmanship, sales management and salesmanship.
The whole thing. Wow, good for you.
Whole kit and caboodle.
Does that mean you're going to be able to stay, spend more nights in your own bed?
That's what we're hoping for.
That's what you're hoping for.
Exactly.
Less travel. And also the new book, Munchies for Salespeople 2, it's the new one. This one's got pictures in it.
It does.
So check it out.
It's got pictures of the family and the friends and all those kinds of things. But
so
it's got 141-page chapters.
All right. And they're good, too, folks, as you know. So, all right, let's talk. We're continuing our discussion of 21st century sales training, sales acquisition, sales execution. What are some other things? Do we need to hire differently for the 21st century?
Well, I think so. I think we need to hire a much higher caliber of individual. And one of the things I've been doing lately is I'm real big on testing people. And for some reason, sales has been the only profession where you didn't have to pass a test in order to be qualified.
Basically, all you had to do was have a bright smile and say that you like to work with people.
Exactly, and that you want a career and all those good things. But, you know, so we test people not only for their sales skills, but the operational skills and their customer service skills and their product knowledge skills and, you know, just taking it from a job to a profession. And if you're not testing your people, then you don't know for sure that they know because, you know, human nature just tells me if they know this or if they know that, the answer is going to be yes.
Testing.
Do they really know it?
you're talking about personality testing, right?
Not only personality testing, which I believe in, but I also test them for product knowledge skills and skills.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
So let's go back to the personality thing. This tells you that you're not hiring an accountant.
That's correct.
Folks, there are personalities that make people more conducive to being successful as an accountant. Nothing against accountants, but typically accountants and salespeople are two different personalities.
Yes, and that's where if you have the accountant personality, the likelihood of you being successful in sales
is tougher.
Isn't that great?
It's a lot tougher. And
right.
and folks, there are a number of these. There's a DISC model. There's the my friends Pierce and Jane Howard have a program based on the five factor. A five-factor of personalities.
Yeah, I like the DISC test, and I like the Thurston Temperament Schedule.
Yeah, and so lots of different ones you can find. But how do you? But you said you tested them also for product knowledge.
Yes.
So I mean, what if I don't know anything about your company, about what you sell?
Well, then that tells us that we
can
need
I
to
learn
on those things.
Absolutely. Can I learn those things?
Yeah, product knowledge is something that's really easy to teach.
You're not going to turn a person who has a strong personality of being more likely to be an accountant. You're not going to change that person's personality and make them become a salesperson. But if they don't know anything about products, you can fix that, can't you?
Yes, you can, and it's all trainable. And, again, that's where I just think that first we have to train them on, and then we have to make sure they retain that knowledge and information. And the only way you're going to check to see if they retained it is through testing or through mystery shopping. And I'd just soon test them to make sure that I uncover their strengths and weaknesses, where we need to go back and retrain them.
Well, don't you also need to test for intelligence, too? I mean, I don't mean to be... I mean, I want smart salespeople.
Yeah, I
want
people.
I want people who can walk into a situation and scan the crowd and say, "Okay, this what I had planned to do isn't going to work. I need to make an adjustment."
Exactly, and we actually are testing people for basic math skills and reading skills.
Yeah,
comprehension.
How are you
skills.
Finding that? How are people turning out when you do that these days?
Actually. You know, it's amazing. I thought people were going to resist it, but they really love it.
Yeah.
Because it causes people, we put in upward mobility, where once they pass a test in a certain area, they get some type of a spiff or reward or a bonus or a bump in their pay or a bump in commissions or something. So people are actually asking for the training rather than trying to fight it and resist
wow.
it. Because they want to reach that next level.
Good for them.
So it's really kind of revolutionary, and those are the kind of people you want. And,
right.
One of the questions on my pre-interview questionnaire is, name the last book that you read.
Ah.
And, yeah, because I just want people that are reading and wanting knowledge and education and those kinds of things. And, you know, if they answer...
And if they're really young, you say, name the last book you read on your smartphone.
Exactly.
Not like you and I, the old fossils. Name the last book you picked up at the library or something.
Exactly. Yeah, we still listen to albums.
IAS training... com. Brad Huskin, folks, he still uses the encyclopedia and the dictionary. Can you believe that? Tintel, we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.